the Public News Service DOAA Newscast for June the 6th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. First, Illinois, where the General Assembly has just passed a $53 million state budget that includes a boost in funding for Planned Parenthood.
Reproductive rights may be in limbo across the country, but that is not the primary focus of the funding increase. Planned Parenthood Illinois Action is an independent advocacy arm of Planned Parenthood of Illinois. Government Relations Director Katie Stancikovich says reproductive health issues disproportionately affect people of color, and state lawmakers are paying attention.
I think the additional funding that happened this year that's brand new, dealing with the Black maternal health crisis, is something that Planned Parenthood of Illinois care deeply about. So it's very exciting to see not only the same amount of funding we've received for years before, but additional funding to address the maternal mortality rate that is plaguing our country.
According to a 2023 Illinois report, what is known as extreme maternal morbidity is most common among Black women at a rate of 150 per 10,000 births, more than twice the rate among white women. I'm Terry D. reporting.
Meantime, Senate Republicans have blocked legislation designed to protect women's access to contraception, arguing that the bill was just a political stunt. As Democrats mount an election year effort to put GOP senators on the record on reproductive rights. That for the Associated Press. The AP reports the test vote won a majority of 51 to 36, but that was short of the 60 votes needed to move forward on the bill. They note the vote came as the Senate has abandoned hopes of doing serious bipartisan legislation before the election. And the federal agency overseeing state entitlement programs, including Medicaid, has approved Indiana's proposed waivers and amendments for managed care and home and community-based services.
On July 1st, Indiana will launch Pathways for Aging for Medicaid-enrolled Hoosiers over 60, replacing the Aged and Disabled Waiver. People under 60 will move to the Health and Wellness Waiver, both managed by the Family and Social Services Administration. Secretary of Indiana FSSA Dan Reseniak explains the change.
The most important thing these waiver approvals give us is the authority to launch our Indiana Pathways for Aging program. 120,000 or so Hoosiers who are over the age of 60 and on Medicaid will be part of a program that makes it much easier to navigate healthcare.
The traumatic brain injury waiver will shift from FSSA's Division of Aging to the Division of Disability and Rehabilitative Services. Concerns have been raised about undefined caregiving tiers and reduced care hours. I'm Joe Ullery, Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
This is Public News Service. Now to Massachusetts, where the state senate there has proposed free community college for all residents, but educators say an influx of new students could overwhelm the system.
The Mass Educate plan invests $75 million in new spending to cover tuition and fees and creates a fund for emergency costs like child care, which can derail a student's graduation. Democratic State Senator Joe Comerford of Northampton calls the program a win for social equity and a boon for the state's economy.
We know that earnings increase. We know health increases. We know opportunity increases with every degree that someone gets, beginning with community college.
The state's new millionaire's tax would fund the program, but educators in the state's 15 community colleges say they're already struggling to retain faculty whose salaries are more than 50% behind those in California, the state with the cost of living most similar to Massachusetts. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
Next to the city of Lansing, once teetering on the brink of bankruptcy, it's gotten a boost from millions of federal dollars.
The funds are a combination of big national investment initiatives in Congress, from the bipartisan infrastructure law to the Inflation Reduction Act. The money has been poured into projects like transitioning coal-fired power plants to natural gas, providing new equipment for first responders, and solar upgrades for school buses. One major investment is electric vehicle manufacturing, with an $8 million grant matched by $2 million local dollars. Lansing Mayor Andy Shore says it's expected to create 1,700 jobs.
Making sure that we've got people that are educated, that can build these batteries in cars and place these charging stations. There's lots of job opportunity, especially through our union employees, through our IBEW and UAW.
The mayor says they're also using the tax credit provisions in the Inflation Reduction Act to help with infrastructure projects, including wastewater treatment. He's also hoping to land funding from the CHIPS Act to revitalize an old General Motors plant. Crystal Blair reporting.
Finally, Ross Brown lets us know for 15 years, U.S. restaurant chains have pledged to stop using gestation crates for pregnant pigs. But a recent report from an animal welfare group says many are still dragging their feet.
Devin Deere with the group Animal Equality says too many restaurants still source their pork from suppliers who lock pregnant pigs in cages so small they can't turn around. 11 states, not including New Mexico, have already made the practice illegal. For good reason, says Deere.
Pigs are under lots of stress in a crate, and more stress means more antibiotics. More and more antibiotics means higher chances of antibiotic resistance, and stressed animals are less healthy.
Hog production is not a major contributor to New Mexico's ag statistics.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations on your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.